Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Yeah.
Well, good evening. It is St. Thursday. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to our listeners in the UK, Japan, Canada, Sweden, and many, many other places. It is Think Thursday. Let me tell you what Think Thursday is about. The T stands for tenacity. The H stands for healing. The I stands for innovation. The N, never give up. And the K, kindness, always, always move with kindness. We're going to give you some music this evening, just Luther, a little bit of jazz, so that you can sit back and relax. But before we get going, I'm going to talk to my youth out there. You know, we are celebrating Black History, then, now, and forever. And it's a lot of things that you guys don't know. First of all, I'd like to share with you, we're all human beings, whatever our position. If we open our hearts and speak with sincerity, we can communicate and touch others on the deepest level. World peace starts with trust between one individual and another. And speaking of world peace, let's send some prayers out there to Turkey. It has to do what it has to do. You know, this is the love weekend, the pre-weekend, and the post. And love should be every day. As we celebrate Black History, then, now, and forever, remember to celebrate you with appreciation, gratitude, and the willingness to teach others. That's what it's all about. But I'm going to leave you with this before we get going. You and everybody else out there, you must roar like the lion. Stand up, speak up, and speak out, okay, regarding injustice, inequality. And remember, you have all you need within. Shine like the sun and allow no one to bend your way. I'm just going to give you a little touch of Maya today. Give you something to think about. We're going to carry this on throughout the month. But just listen in real closely before we start with Lupa and some relaxation music.
Random House Audiobooks presents I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, by Maya Angelou. Read for you by the author.
When I was 3 and Bailey 4, we had arrived in the musty little town wearing tags on our wrists which instructed to whom it may concern that we were Marguerite and Bailey Johnson, Jr., from Long Beach, California, en route to Stamps, Arkansas, care of Mrs. Annie Henderson. Our parents had decided to put an end to their calamitous marriage, and Father had shipped us home to his mother. A porter had been charged with our welfare. He got off the train the next day in Arizona, and our tickets were pinned to my brother's inside coat pocket. I don't remember much of the trip, but after we reached the segregated southern part of the journey, things must have looked up. Negro passengers, who always traveled with loaded lunch boxes, felt sorry for the poor little motherless darlings and plied us with cold fried chicken and potato salad. Years later, I discovered that the United States had been crossed thousands of times by frightened black children traveling alone to their newly affluent parents in northern cities or back to grandmothers in southern towns when the urban North reneged on its economic promises. The town reacted to us as if...
Yeah. would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and see your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
World were mine, I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything. If this world were mine, I'd give you each day.
When you want me, honey, just call me.
No, baby, you are my consolation, and I feel so much protection when I'm in your arms. When you squeeze me,
yeah, the way that you do. Every sky would be blue as long as you're loving me, baby. Oh.
When I'm here in your arms, life is so wonderful, my love.
Oh. Pretty loving, honey, keep on loving me, baby. Whoa, you know I need you, honey. You know I need you, baby. Keep on loving me, yeah. Loving me.
That's right, it's Think Thursday. We're relaxing you with Luther. We want you to think about it. Just relax down. Stay woke and stay relaxed. You're waking up with Linda McShann. This is Think Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow with Find It Out on Friday. We're going to let you know what we found out. We're going to take you out of here with Luther. We want you to have a wonderful, wonderful evening. We're cutting it short because we have to get out into the community. The community is calling, okay? It's time to get busy. We love you.
I can say for certain that it's true. There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart. Yeah, and I was hoping there could one day be a chance.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.